T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rice. Yeah, two San Francisco supervisors are calling for Mayor London Breed to resign. This after the mayor issued a statement acknowledging that former Department of Public Works Director Mohamed Nuru paid for her car repairs and a rental car last year. The mayor had been in a relationship with Nuru 2 decades ago. One of those calling on the mayor to step down is Supervisor Hillary Ronan, who joins us live on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about why you are making this call.
Yes, good afternoon. So first of all, I just want to say that the mayor's relationship with Mr. Nuru is irrelevant. And as a female supervisor, I even find discussion about it sexist. What is important here is that Mr. Nuru was her employee, her subordinate. And it is clear in our ethics laws here in the city and county of San Francisco that you cannot accept or solicit gifts, let alone gifts to the tune of $6,000 from your own subordinates, from your own employees, from the people that you're supposed to be supervising and that you have the power to hire and fire. And it just so happens that the person that she illegally accepted this gift from is now the subject of an FBI indictment for several different cases of corruption. And this is all very, very serious. And we need to treat this culture of pay-to-play politics and corruption in San Francisco with the seriousness that it deserves. We can't ask the people of San Francisco to trust in their government if they don't believe that we are upholding the highest standards of ethics. And that is why I believe that the mayor should step down.
Supervisor, last hour we spoke with one of your colleagues, Supervisor Matt Haney, and he expressed serious concerns, much like your own. But he stopped short of actually calling for the mayor to step down at this point, instead calling for an investigation. Why not start with that step?
Well, you know, the investigation absolutely needs to happen. But what I'm sick of and what I'm calling for more action on is that every 6 months or so, there's a huge scandal in San Francisco where the FBI comes in, does a investigation, wears wiretaps, and in every single one of those corruption scandals, the same thing is being said, that there is a culture of pay-to-play in San Francisco, that if you want to get anything done, you've got to pay for it. And sure enough, the mayor admitted that she broke the law by having her subordinate, her employee, pay for her own personal car expenses. If the most important and the most powerful person in our city is violating the laws in the very ways that permeates this culture of corruption in the city, then how are we supposed to root it out? And that's the problem that I'm trying to get at. We have to speak up. We have to speak out against this culture of corruption. We have to demand that it stops. And every time it is revealed, we have to call it out and ask for appropriate changes.
There is a whole new way to really check out the comings and goings at SFO. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us from the airport's new Sky Terrace deck. Megan.
Well, Patty, I'm sitting on the inside portion of that viewing terrace. That's why it's so quiet behind me. Outside on the open-air observation deck, you can hear the busy airport below. Sometimes you can even hear a plane taking off. That happened while I was talking to Herman.
We are like the first group of people almost.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
No, he doesn't have a flight today, but that is one of the coolest things about this terrace. It's open to the public, and it is pre-security.
We're just a San Francisco resident, local.
Good to see it.
Yeah, we just heard the news. In fact, I was looking to your station. 7:40, right?
That's us. And for those who are listening right now, this is going to be open every day from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Doug Yackel speaks for SFO.
It's a great vantage point because from that location, you can see all four of SFO's runways. So,
I think we lost Megan.
You can see the runways, but we can't hear Megan.
And we'll finish that report for you as soon as we can reestablish our contact with Megan there at the airport. Police have made arrests in connection with the deaths of two young boys in Union City last year. An update on this from KCBS's Carrie Hudasek.
Almost 3 months after two boys were shot and killed in an elementary school parking lot, authorities have now charged two people for the crime, alleging it was part of an ongoing gang rivalry. 18-year-old Jason Corneo from Castro Valley and a 17-year-old boy from Hayward each have been charged with the November 2019 murders of 14-year-old Sean Withington and 11-year-old Kevin Hernandez. Kevin Dunleavy is with the Alameda County District Attorney's Office.
All murders are tragic, but when children are gunned down in this particular senseless way, it is particularly shocking to the community.
Police also collected drugs, weapons, and $10,000 in cash from six locations last week. We don't know a motive or the names of the street gangs involved. Authorities do say there could be more arrests. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says his heart goes out to the families.
While it may not extinguish that anguish, that disbelief, that apprehension, maybe what it does is bring a sense of direction and purpose that we have to find some conclusion, some resolution to these types of senseless acts of violence.
Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.